Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 7th. The grains closed lower, with July corn down 3.5 cents at 6.79 1/4, July wheat down 7 3/4 at 6.80, and July beans down 23.5 cents at 15.60 1/4. The good news is new crop corn was up 11 1/4 cents at 6.02 1/4. And November beans up 4.5 cents at 14.40. The bean oil made a new historic high at 73.74 and then broke over 3 cents to close lower on the day, down 51 ticks at 70.83. Now, what we saw in here today obviously was funds getting out of old crop positions and getting into new crop positions. Once they get done doing this, I really think it's going to be a matter of looking to sell that rally in new crop. Great bull markets are not led up by bear spreads, in my opinion. If weather really hasn't changed, that certainly supported the back months. We've had some rains on and off here in Chicago all day and across northern Illinois into Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, but light and spotty. Some places getting an inch, some places getting nothing. It's literally on one side of the street, you could have rain on the other side of the street, nothing. But it was the funds certainly rolling their positions from old crop to new crop today that put in the action that we saw today. Now, why bean oil broke so much is I haven't seen any real reason for that, but I'm sure we'll see something in the news. The export inspections were kind of lousy. 237 in the beans. 1.4 on the corn, that's down almost 700,000 from last week. Wheat at 418, nothing to write home about. So I don't see anything particularly, friendly out here. Let's take a quick look at the new crop corn chart. It's attempting to, look at the highs out here at 637, we're 35 cents away. I just have my doubts that we're going to get there. I think with the fund, when the funds get done buying this old crop and selling the new crop, buying the old crop, let me try that one more time. Buying the new crop, selling the old crop. I think once they're done buying the new crop, that could be the last great push of this market, particularly if some rains do show up. So it's kind of a mixed bag out here. It still looks dry in places like Des Moines and Fargo. The eastern part of the Corn Belt getting a little rain. Arkansas getting a little rain. But we're still very short of what we need out here. So the funds have rolled. We're going to continue to probably roll here the next couple of days. And then we'll have to see if the market's any good. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.